Yeah, ZZ Top there. And don't forget, you can telephone us here on 867 1190. You can text directly into the studio on 087 69 44 500. And on the line now, I have Paul Hayes from the Northside Partnership. Good afternoon, Paul.
How are you, John? How are you keeping?
I'm doing well. Will you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself here with the Northside Partnership?
Yeah, sure. I suppose my name is Paul. I work in Northside Partnership as a guidance counsellor, where I help young people and adults to access education or try to help them to get around some of the different barriers that might exist to entering or getting accepted into education, further or higher education.
Okay, now we're going to talk about a programme that's happening in, is it happening in a lot of libraries or is it just in Coolock Library, the Communiversities programme?
Yeah, well, it's happening in Coolock Library. There is a couple of other of the Communiversities courses and they're happening at different places throughout the country. I think there's one in Dundalk and Drogheda at the moment, and there was one in Kildare for a while as well, but in Dublin it seems to be the only one in Dublin running at the moment.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about it. It sounds very interesting from what I've heard.
Yeah, this is I think the fifth year now we've run the programme. The name of the programme is called Communiversities, John. It's where the community and the universities come together, and it was a pilot programme about 5 years ago that we run with NUI Maynooth and the Coolock Library and Northside Partnership come in conjunction with each other to run this programme where university level lecturers from NUI Maynooth would come out to Coolock Library to expose their expertise on particular subject matter, you know. And I suppose it's a great initiative because it gives a lot of young people and adults from around the Coolock area and from sort of North Dublin area the opportunity to experience what a university level lecture would be like, you know, and not have the problems with, I could say, travelling to university and so on, where it's in your local community, you know.
The thing that jumped out at me here is then there's no need to do exams or projects, so...
That's correct, yeah. Well, there's the Communiversities programme, I suppose it's... what I would think of it is it's a way of dipping your toes in education and seeing if you like any particular subjects. The four modules that we run during this programme is, one of them is local history, one of them is politics, one of them is psychology, and one of them is the economy. So they run over... sort of 4 weeks as such. Each module's over 4 weeks and the course lasts for a total of 17 weeks then. There's no coursework, there's no assignments, there's no projects. There's really no qualification at the end of it apart from a certificate of attendance, but it's really to sample these types of subject areas to see if it's something like you would like to maybe consider doing in the future, you know.
Yeah, and knowledge is always a great thing, regardless if you have a diploma at the end of it.
Yeah, very much so. Like, it's okay, you don't have the qualification at the end of it, but you do have a certificate of attendance, but you get an opportunity to sample what it would be like in a particular university and you know, what would be, the course content. So it's the pure enjoyment of the subject as opposed to doing, you know, coursework or assignments or stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, and politics, power and people are one of them. Sounds very interesting. And psychology, yeah, as you mentioned. Is there any qualifications needed to go on this course?
No, there's no qualifications needed. I suppose we're particularly interested, to have a person who would consider going on to education in the future, you know, and maybe is a bit unsure at the moment what they want to do or where they want to go, you know. So we're interested to talk to people, you know, that would have an interest in maybe progressing in education but are a bit unsure at this particular moment in time what they want to do or, you know, where they want to go, you know. So,
okay. And
that's kind of...
Do you have to be unemployed, I see here?
Well, I suppose the course itself takes place on a Thursday morning between 10 and 12:30. Every Thursday morning between now and sort of between the 14th of January and sort of the end of June 2016, you know, roughly. So I suppose it's somebody who, you don't have to be unemployed. We could talk to people that are employed, but you would have to be available on a Thursday morning to attend the programme.
And is this taking place in the main library?
It is, in Coolock Library, yeah.
Okay, and it's starting, when did you say, the 14th of January?
Yeah, we're having a taster session on the 14th of January at 10 o'clock in Coolock Library, where we invite all the different lecturers to attend that particular taster session, to come along to give people a sort of a bit of a feel of what the programme's about and what the course content's going to be involved in it. And to give them an idea of, you know, what the commitment is in order to take it, you know.
Yeah, and I see one of them here is local history and genealogy. That's something that's right. That most people would be very interested in.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. Like before in the past, one of the historian lecturers actually took their group on a tour, a walking tour of Dublin city centre, and look, it was tremendous day out there. You know, it was, they got a real sense of, you know, their history and, you know, an idea of you know, a bit of value, you know, of working around the area.
Now, how do people, so there, people are out there now and saying, oh, I'd love to do this. How do people go about enrolling?
Okay, well, what I would say to people, John, is that if they could contact me at Northside Partnership with their name and telephone number or mobile number, so I could contact them, and if they could come along to the taster session then on the 14th of January in Coolock Library, then they would get an idea of what it's about. After that, then, I would hope to have a chat with everybody individually about the programme to see if it is something that they're willing to commit to. It is a bit of a commitment, John. We're looking for people to commit to the full 17 weeks every Thursday morning, so we are. And if they can't commit to that programme, then we would be, you know, very keen to see if we could get them on board then, you know.
And I see here priority will be given to long-term unemployed and groups supported under the Social Inclusion and Community Activation Programme. What's that, Paul?
Well, I suppose what we would hope, John, is that, you know, like somebody who is, say, long-term unemployed that maybe wants to get back into education or something like that, like we would hope to give them priority above, say, somebody who is maybe employed at the moment, you know, that maybe, you know, that maybe doesn't need the support as much as, say, somebody who is, like, long-term unemployed and trying to get back in to do some stuff, you know. So that's what we would... Like, we would hope to prioritise them people first above, say, people who maybe don't need it as much, you know?
Yeah, and that bit of education, it'd be a confidence boost as well to people.
Very much so, like, getting to actually sample what a university lecture would be like, John, and experience, you know, the pure enjoyment of the subject. Like, I know before in the past that an awful lot of the groups had said to me that they would have loved to have, you know, homework, you know?
Yeah.
It's good to hear that, you know, because they enjoyed the subject matter so much they wanted to involve more. But I think that would be then another step, I suppose, on the ladder, like looking at maybe a post-leaving cert course in a particular area that maybe interests them, or even further looking at a degree course at some of the universities. And Maynooth are very keen to talk to a lot of people that do that universities programme to try and encourage them to attend university in the future.
And have you got any feedback from past courses about people continuing on their education?
Oh, yeah, very much so. Like, at the moment, we have two lads that actually are out at the moment are out in Maynooth at the moment doing degrees. So, and there's another lady who's in Trinity at the moment doing a degree as well. And there's other ones that are in it for, like, they want to do post leaving cert courses and are happy enough to leave it at that. Then, you know, like a degree, as you're probably well aware, it's a big commitment. And not everybody can sustain that, you know. So I suppose just looking at your own particular situation and looking and seeing if a degree is something that is feasible, you know.
Yeah, so the advice is to go to the information morning on the 14th of January.
If people that are interested could give me, contact me just at the Northside Partnership so I could have their name and contact details. And then prior to the 14th, to the taster morning, I'll just give them a ring as a reminder. And then I'll ask them to come along to the taster morning session, see what they think. And after that, you know, we can have a chat to see if they're willing to commit to the process. And if they are, then look, we'd be very keen to see what we can do then, you know.
It sounds fantastic. And I said there will be great interest in it. Is there contact numbers or websites or anything for people?
Yeah, there's a look, if you could just ring through to the Northside Partnership, it's 848-5630, and just ask for myself, Paul Hayes, and then I can, I suppose I could give you some information, I could give the person some information about the programme, and as well as that, then I could get their contact details, and then I would just invite them to come along to the taster session on the 14th of January, and then they can get a real sense of what the programme's about then, you know.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk again, come closer to the 14th of January, and just to remind people that it's happening.
Yeah, very much so, John. That'll be great.
Okay, listen, Paul, thank you very much. I know you're very busy for taking my call this morning. And
no problem at all.
Okay, we'll talk again nearer to date. Thank you, Paul.
No problem. Thanks, John. Thanks, mate. Bye now.